Close your eyes and take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. You're trying to find something that anchors the mind in the present moment so you can see what's going on. We live most of our lives someplace else. And yet the decisions that are shaping our lives are being made right here, right in the present moment. So you want to be here. It's like being in on a committee room when they're making a decision. And if you leave the room, you don't know what kind of decisions they're going to make. Usually things get put on automatic pilot. And that way your old habits of greed, aversion, delusion, fear, jealousy, these things can come sneaking into the meeting without you even knowing it. So you want to be right here where the decisions are being made, and the breath gives you a good anchor. Because there's no past breath you can watch, no future breath you can watch. There's only the breath in the present. When you're with the breath, you're with the mind in the present. Then you can watch your intentions, because it's your intentions that make all the difference in your life. If you do something with good intentions, the results eventually will be good, and you have that knowledge that you acted on good intentions. This is one of the problems of acting on bad intentions. It creates a scar in the mind. You look back on what you did, and either you feel bad about what you did, or you go into denial about the fact that you made a mistake, did something wrong, did something with bad intentions. So avoid that. Both the scars and the denial. You try to be here in the present moment and make sure that only the good intentions come out of the committee. And develop a sense of well-being here as well, because sometimes the decisions are made on what feels good. And if you're hungry for pleasant feelings, you'll go for anything. But if you've already got a sense of well-being with the breath, then you're not so hungry for pleasant feelings. And you can look into, well, which pleasant feelings are going to be leading to greater pleasure, deeper pleasure down the line, which ones are going to turn around and bite you? Because some of them are like snakes. The tail of the snake doesn't have teeth, but the mouth has teeth. You touch the tail and the mouth turns around and gets you. You don't see any teeth in the tail, but they're connected. Other kinds of pleasures are not like that at all. There are no teeth at all. They're just pleasure all the way down the line. So when you're not hungry for pleasures, then you're able to look and see, okay, which things are here are just cucumbers lying on the ground, and which ones are snakes. That way you lead your life in a much more skillful way. You benefit, the people around you benefit as well. So try to get a sense of being well established right here, with a sense of well-being, with a sense of ease. Focused on the breath, because the breath is right next to the mind and where the decisions are being made in the mind. So when you're right here, you can make sure the decisions are being well made. And your life is going to benefit as a result.